you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. Comedian Nick Hoff going to phone the program later on. Stuck in L.A. I should say stuck there. He lives there. Global pandemic. Still happening, in case you just woke up.
Sweeping the nation.
Sweeping the entire globe.
Yeah.
Some places are doing better than others.
Yeah. Spanning the globe.
Let me see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oops. 7, 8. I don't know. Somewhere 9 weeks. I don't know.
I got like day 50.
It all bleeds together.
I was talking to somebody down, a boss down the hallway, and he mentioned, I'm not going to mention any names here, but he mentioned he knew somebody. We were talking about how not really being comfortable going to or opening some restaurants now. And if you're comfortable, go for it. But I'm not. And this guy he knows said he was at this one sports bar / restaurant. And I go, he broke quarantine? That place food sucks. I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah, if you're going to take the risk, at least go someplace good.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know if the fine dining places are open. Hate to be a snob, but I mean fine dining, not sports bars. And I eat at
like the nice steakhouses.
I eat at plenty of sports bars. I really do. I mean, I have done for years now, especially because of youth sports and everything.
Well, we got the takeout from, I guess, what
takeout
you consider
is a restaurant open.
Fine dining.
I'm not talking like $1 million plates. I'm talking
but
just
it's open
places that are just restaurants. Yeah. You know,
it's open and nobody's there.
Okay,
they said they the last couple of nights they maybe got 3 or 4 people.
Now I drive past a sports bar in my neighborhood, technically, and they got good food there. But I saw people in there I drive past pretty quick. I glanced in, saw glass windows and glass windows. I'd be the what's what they all are, I guess. And you can see people sitting separate tables. And nothing looks better than a big, full mug of beer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I do it at the house, but it's not the same.
No,
it's like
not.
A hot dog at a ballpark is better than a hot dog in the house. A big glass mug of beer.
A draft beer
at a restaurant looks so, at a bar looks so good.
Yeah, it does.
It looks so good.
Let's talk to Corey. She's a nurse. Morning.
Good.
Hi.
Corey, are we Facebook friends? I think I see your post.
I'm Facebook friends with Mike.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Not me? Why not me?
I don't know. Because I block you.
I promise I'll stop with the messages.
She blocked you.
Unblock me.
Oh, yeah. No, don't send me the IMs anymore. Okay.
I'll stop that.
Man. That doesn't sound like she's joking either.
No.
All right. I don't bug you. I'm a married man. Hey, Corey. Don't tell us where, but you are a nurse on the front line. Are you in a hospital or doctor's office? Where? Hospital? Okay.
I'm at a skilled nursing facility, but it's connected to a hospital.
Oh, wait a second. We are friends.
All right.
Does your last name start with a W?
D.
Oh, it does. Okay.
She blocked you.
She blocked me. She blocked
you. Okay, D to W is like 21 letters.
I know.
Look at her.
Who's that? Okay.
I like her.
Yeah, who knows that?
She's a nurse.
Okay, I'm mad at you right now. You don't even know me. You should know me.
All right. Okay, hey, look. I'm not going to get into that. Okay, Lori.
No, not like that.
Okay, good. That's good. That scares us too. People say that. Okay, so you are, you're giddy. Are you working with? Excuse me. Are you worried at work all the day because you're obviously on the front lines?
Yeah. Okay. Every day.
All right.
I'm working.
All right.
Yes.
And you wear the mask.
And I work with more of an elderly crowd.
Got it. And is anybody even sick in your facility? COVID.
Don't put that on the radio, though.
No, you didn't say anything.
Oh.
Put what on the radio?
You're talking.
Can't go on the radio.
You're talking to us on the radio. just for the record.
Okay.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Lori, thanks for serving. We should probably let her go so she didn't get in trouble. She didn't know she was on the radio. But she called us, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
She thought we were just chatting idly.
Right. I don't want to get her in trouble. So pick it up and tell her.
Maybe she works the
it
night shift.
It did cut out. And we didn't hear the thing that she thought that she couldn't say.
We didn't hear that part.
We did not hear it. It cut out.
I said, have you worked with COVID patients and are they sick? And then we heard that she cut out there.
Yeah,
right?
She cut out there. We didn't hear it.
Right. Maybe she said something to how she knows Todd.
Yeah. I think she might work the night shift and this is her happy hour.
I think so, too. Yeah, we don't want to get you in trouble there. Because you're pretty recognizable. If you work with that person, you know exactly who that is.
Yeah, she's got kind of a distinctive voice. All right.
I'll check. Look, I blocked you.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah, she was really oddly specific about a lot of things there.
So. Stop messaging me.
All right. Well, thanks to the nurses. It's a whole long day of a week of nurses. And besides porn and flashing, you guys are doing a great job. I mean, we walk
as well as
right as well
the
as.
Yeah. Porn and the flashing.
I mean,
we need that.
Yeah.
A note for our Deadpool players.
Yeah,
having a birthday today and turning 80. Tony Tennille.
Oh, Tony's 80. The captain died a couple years back, right?
I think he Daryl did. Daryl Dragon. Did he? Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Tony Tennille's 80.
Who knew?
Yeah. I knew she was older, but not 80 for some reason.
Yeah.
She's only, 5 years older than Kurt Loder?
Yeah.
Makes it seem younger.
Well, she's just 80. That freaks me out. 80. I mean, her hits in the 70s, she was in her 30s then when she finally made it big.
Older.
Yeah, she was. You're right. You could tell she wasn't a kid. She wasn't in her 20s, I guess. You're right.
Well, if you're hanging out with the captain, there aren't a lot of young captains.
No.
You've got to earn that rank.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah, now there's trouble at home.
Oh, no.
I really don't know that woman.
Yeah, well, because she blocked
me. I know.
Right.
But that doesn't matter.
There goes your weekend.
It doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter at all.
I know that you don't.
I blocked you. She was really specific. I'm not going to pile on here. I'm sure you don't know her, but you're right. It won't matter at home.
That was funny. Well, and it's funnier to us now.
Oh, yeah. It's funny to all you.
Oh, it's great.
Now I got to live with it all weekend.
Yeah.
Your weekend shot at 8:35 on Friday morning.
On a Friday.
You're out there at the front lines working. What's the did you get a message from your wife, obviously?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
it say?
Quit messaging chicks. And then I explain that I don't.
Well, you know, you know,
because I really don't.
Well, that's because she blocked you. That's why. You're right. His weekend is ruined at 8:30 on a Friday morning.
Done.
And all we do is look forward to the weekend and mainly just to sleep in. 8:30 Friday morning, his weekend's done.
It's over.
Yeah. All right, we have Kent here. Kent, you know, from the Uber driver scenario, who went to pick up a ride at a bar. And a kid showed up,
yes.
And then his wife showed up.
Yeah, and yeah. then they were...
Thanks for the reminder, Todd.
Yeah, well, I had to reset for the audience.
You do. Now, you were obviously decided to maybe split up, but you're still... I forgot about the pandemic, so what's happening with this?
Well, yeah, you know, we're in the house, but to be honest, truth, after I found that basically burner phone, I pretty much told her that's it, and we haven't really... talked much since. I'm in the basement. She's upstairs.
I was going to say, are you living in separate parts of the house and you really don't try to talk to each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, basically. I mean, after, you know, the first day was pretty awkward. And she tried making it up and saying, oh, I love you and all this bull or you know, this stuff. And so anyway, she basically, in a roundabout way, said, I'll give you the best, you know, what of your life. And, did that, and I looked over after it was over and said, this doesn't change anything, and yeah. went downstairs. So.
Oh, cool. Hey, listen. Yeah.
Did you tell her that wasn't the best of your life? And you need a bigger sample size? Yeah. That's what I'd say.
It probably wasn't the best of her life either.
Oh.
Hey, dude, are either one of you essential workers, or are you guys still just in the house?
No. She does some real estate stuff, and I work from home anyway. So
okay, got it.
Really
right.
So with me, but
you have a couple kids running around, right?
Well, yeah, we got a college kid who's back now. The other ones are out of the house, but
you have older kids. Do they know?
Yeah, the one kid's around.
Do they know why daddy's in? They know why daddy's in the basement.
Oh yeah, yep. We had to have the get together with the family and just kind of explain it, that's probably the hardest part of it. You know?
Yeah, I bet it was. Yeah, to tell them.
Yeah, you know, but they're old enough; they understand it's not.
Your mom had a burner phone, is what you had to tell you when you. Yeah. Oh man, that sucks.
Do you have to explain that to them? I don't think you want them to know that, do you?
They're adults.
Adults. We didn't. You know, we didn't go into the great details. Just said it wasn't working out. You know, I guess if some of it really. You know, got in detail, really wanted to ask.
Now, obviously, she probably doesn't listen to us, but if you're in the basement talking on the phone, she's upstairs and hears you, what would happen?
Yeah.
Or don't you care?
Oh, I'm talking as loud as I want to now, so she can't hear, so it doesn't matter.
All right.
At that point, so yeah. Right.
So you never found out if that dude that you, when you picked her up and the dude hopped in the car, that wasn't anybody special. That was just a random thing.
That was the guy.
She'd
been having an affair with him, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, for probably a year.
You know, I didn't know. I didn't know that was the guy. I just thought it was a random night, and he found out she was doing some other stuff.
No, that's how she kept in touch with him was through the burner phone.
Oh yeah.
So I just keep thinking back to the 20 years of some marriage and how many times she went out with all those frickin' friends of hers and how many other accounts there were, so...
Do the kids look like you?
Yeah.
I know it sounds harsh. I'm glad you laughed at that.
Because it is harsh.
Because the face I got from Nick was really brutal. So I'm actually joking. I'm sure they're your kids, but you better check on that.
Well, here's the thing, Kyle. I'm a tall guy. I'm 6'8", so and my boy's 6'7", so
They're your kids. And by the way, I'm sorry. I found out you're 6'8". I'm sorry. You kicked my ass.
I figured I'd take this thing full circle and let you guys know how she ended.
I'm glad you checked back in, and thanks for laying yourself out there, because that's a pretty brutal story.
No, and to be honest, I think you guys this last month has been pretty brutal. But listen, to you guys make me laugh in the morning.
Thank you, man.
Worth it. So,
all right, hey, stick to your guns though, man. You got to get divorced because you can't trust her, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
Thanks,
when that,
love you guys.
If right, that foundation too, is gone, you got to do what you got to do. All right. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, good luck.
What if she was banging another 6'8 guy years ago, though? You should see Nick's face.
I hadn't even thought about that.
I don't know why I popped in my brain, but when he said that he was didn't trust her the whole. He should have probably not trust her for 20 years. That's why I threw it out.
It makes you question everything.
No, I just threw it out there for shock value, and obviously I got it.
Yeah, I was not expecting.
Here's John. He says not to brag, and then somebody when somebody says that, they're always bragging afterwards.
Right, right.
But I thanked the nurse last night.
Yeah,
and she thanked me back.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Stop messaging chicks.
Stop bringing that up.
And welcome to today's edition of Tyler's Not Helping.
Yeah. I helped.
Isn't that every day?
Yes.
Yeah. Some portion of the show where Tyler's not helping.
And this would definitely be today's.
Don't play that on me. She didn't block me.
Not yet.
Oh, once again, I'm not helping again. I'm sorry. All right. No, you don't know that girl.
No.
She's my friend.
I don't know if anybody's blocked me.
No, she's my friend. She was just, yeah, and I wouldn't know. I don't know who blocked me either.
You wouldn't even be aware of that. I suppose if I tried to message her and it didn't go through, then I would know that I was
blocked. Don't message chicks. Mm-hmm.
But I don't message chicks.
Not anymore, apparently.
Not after they block you.
Yeah. Those messages aren't going anywhere.
See, these guys aren't helping. Why don't you yell at them?
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to help, but then it just got to be too much.
Yeah, too easy.
And I had to kind of join the crowd.
There's somebody I want to talk
to. We all like watching each one of us squirm.
And they block me.
Every time.
I will not be denied. I will find you. I'll leave the house and I will find you.
Right.
And you owe me an explanation.
Right.
They'll get a message from Brant Todd.
Yeah. There's really no reason to block me. I throw something up on Facebook.
You messed her too much.
Maybe once a month. And I don't get political or anything like that.
On your own Facebook
page.
Right.
I don't
post anything
controversial.
Not on my own page.
I post pictures of freaking dogs.
Yeah.
That's how entertaining my Facebook feed is.
Yeah, but after the last segment, now we got to start thinking about what you've been doing with those dogs.
There you go. That's right.
Selling the puppies.
Selling the puppies. Banging the dogs. Selling the puppies.
Well, there is the phrase.
What happened to the thumb up your ass?
Screwing the pooch.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a similar.
But I screwed the pooch means you messed up. That doesn't mean you're.
You're right.
That's different. That's it means
that
something
doesn't mean
different.
You're not doing anything.
Right, yeah.
F'ing the dog and selling the pups is an entirely different.
A little bit too specific.
That's an entirely different matter.
I'm still not buying this. It was an old North Dakota thing.
Any North Dakotans check in on that?
Yeah.
All right. Might have been a Brant family compound.
I mean,
thing.
I get regional colloquialisms.
We all have them.
But that's weird.
We all have them.
Yeah, but there was a buddy of mine. This is school in Minnesota. And he was from Bismarck.
Moorhead.
And he used that phrase a lot. That's who I picked it up from, was an old college buddy.
I don't know if I'd trust that guy.
Yeah.
Don't leave your dog with him.
Stop messaging dogs.
And screwing the pooch is weird, too. It's oops. Like, no, you screwed the pooch.
Yeah, that's weird. But that's one.
It's illegal.
It's not just messing up. That means you screwed a pooch.
Yeah, that should stick.
I screwed the pooch on that one.
Yeah, that's like S-ing the bed.
Right. Well,
screwing the pooch is the same as S-ing the bed.
Yeah.
I'd rather ask the bed than screw. I've actually asked the bed before. I've never screwed a pooch.
That's good.
Ye doth protest too much.
That's right.
This makes me want to watch Sleeping Dogs Lie.
That's true. Oh, what a great movie. Bobcat. Great flick. Check it out.
So funny.
In these quarantine days.
Best love story based around bestiality ever.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you find that on streaming services?
I don't know how stuff is out there anymore.
Because all of Bobcat's films
are great. God bless America.
Has he made a bad one?
No.
I don't think so.
In fact, the horror movie one scared the hell out of me. Wolf Creek?
No.
I
haven't seen that one.
Willow Creek,
yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, and I don't even like that genre of film.
Neither do I, but it was good.
But I like the way Bobcat did it.
Yeah, documentary style.
Because it was kind of part documentary, part fiction.
It's really good.
I need to watch that.
Sleeping Dogs Lies on Amazon.
All right.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's... It doesn't look like it's... Oh, no, it is included with Prime.
How about God Bless America?
Let me look.
With Joel Murray. Excellent movie. Oh, you'd love
that.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
Oh, you've seen that
I was
one.
There at the premiere with it.
Oh, that's right.
When Bobcat was there, the guy, it's right at the beginning of the movie,
right.
Not giving anything away.
Right.
They just shoot that baby and everybody starts cheering in the room. And it's like, he's like, oh, that warmed my heart. He went up there and spoke. He's like, that really warmed my heart.
I saw the beginning. I was at that same screening.
Right? That's the one with Joel Murray, right?
Joel Murray, right?
Now, that one's going to cost you $2.49 to rent it on Amazon.
That's worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah. What about Shakes the Clown? His first film from probably 92?
Father of the Year with
Robin Williams.
Yeah. Oh, that is an amazing movie. Bob, I miss our comedian friend. Bob was going to be here. That's right. Bob pushed back it because of pandemic till May. Then, of course, the pandemic lasted longer.
Yeah, he was supposed to be here.
They always do, don't they?
They always do.
This damn pandemic lingering around.
He's supposed to be with us in March, and then they pushed it back to late May, and yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Lingering pandemic. I wish they'd go away like they always do.
That's still bothering you?
Yeah. That's still bothering you?
Can't we just make it go away?
Yeah, we can if we test.
Can't I post stuff on social media to just make it go away?
Yeah, Shakes the Clown, $2.49 to rent on Amazon.
On Amazon,
as well. Also a great movie.
And that what he did about Barry Crimmins is awesome.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
Oh, what was that called?
It was a documentary on Barry Crimmins, basically.
I don't remember what it was called. Call Me Lucky.
Yeah.
Call Me Lucky, right. Craig?
So before the lockdown, there was differences between the amount and the type of stuff that we watched on TV, right. The difference in the weekdays and the weekends. We watched different things.
Right. Well, because sports were on the weekends usually a lot, you know.
More TV being watched on the weekends. Americans more likely to take a break from their regular TV shows and watch something on demand or maybe rent a movie on the weekends. Now, weekday viewing habits are pretty much like the weekend viewing habits for the average household.
Same thing. Huh?
No rules.
Yeah. Monday has actually been a more popular day to watch TV than Saturday. There's even been a 64% increase in the amount of news being watched, a 50% increase in the amount of video on demand being watched. People are also being adventurous and using the voice commands on their TV, like what to watch and surprise me to find the next show to watch
surprise
on their TVs. Yeah, you can do that.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Quarantine has not made me not feel like an idiot talking to my remote, so I'm still not doing that.
Yeah, I still don't do it. I'm not on my remote, but I know they exist.
I can. I don't do it.
Ones you can talk to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the search function.
ESPN. I do it when I'm, it's weird.
Huh? Even alone, even by myself in the house, I still feel like an idiot doing that.
But we'll still say who out loud at home.
Well, that's different.
That's actually interacting.
Yeah.
You have to say that.
All right. If you block Todd, we'll take that call. Or me, I don't care.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.